Hello, I'm Iman Zabinden, a senior auditor in San Diego, speaking with Adam Kramer, also a senior auditor in our San Diego field office, about a report titled Medicare Part B Overpaid Millions for Selected Outpatient Drugs. Adam, tell us what you found.
Sure, Iman. OIG has conducted years. These overpayments are primarily the result of providers billing for more units of service than they would reasonably administer to a patient in a single day.
So what did you focus on in this specific review?
Based on the results of our review at the 39 providers, several reviews of outpatient services, which included outpatient drugs. We identified selected outpatient drugs that Medicare overpaid to providers. We reviewed billing for these drugs at 39 providers and identified $4.6 million in overpayments over 4 years. We expanded our reviews to all 13 Medicare contractor jurisdictions. We wanted to see if Medicare contractor payments to providers for selected outpatient drugs were correct.
To get an understanding of how this system works, can you tell us how Medicare contractor pay providers for outpatient drugs?
Sure. Medicare contractors use established rates for each service. Providers use standardized codes, called Healthcare Common Procedure Coding System codes, for drugs they give to patients during each service. We found that providers billed for the incorrect number of units of service, resulting in overpayments of more than $26 million over 3 years.
What were the other causes of the overpayments?
We found a number of billing errors that led to net overpayments totaling $35.8 million over 3 years. Some of the other billing errors included providers using incorrect codes or billing Medicare for the non-covered use of outpatient drugs.
So what did you do with these results?
We consolidated the results for the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, or CMS. CMS runs Medicare Part B and contracts with Medicare contractors to determine reimbursement amounts and pay claims. We also identified actions that CMS has taken to prevent overpayments for selected outpatient drugs.
What type of actions?
CMS has educated providers on avoiding common Medicare billing errors through articles and newsletters. CMS also required Medicare contractors to implement nationwide prepayment edits related to outpatient drugs.
What are edits?
Edits are like controls programmed into claims processing systems. They help check for irregularities. If the Medicare contractors had these edits in place during our entire audit period, Medicare could have prevented almost $24 million of the $35.8 million in total overpayments.
Wow. What else did the audit team do for this report?
We identified potential overpayments for outpatient drugs that were billed after our audit period. We determined that Medicare contractors could recover as much as $11.5 million in overpayments.
How could they recover these overpayments?
Contractors should review payments to providers for line items where services exceeded a set value or exceeded the number of units a provider would reasonably administer to a patient on a single date of service.
What were the recommendations for this review?
We recommended 4 things. 1. CMS should ensure that Medicare contractors collect the remaining overpayments identified in our individual reviews. 2. Continue to educate providers on correct billing of outpatient drugs. 3. Instruct Medicare contractors to review provider payments for outpatient drugs billed after our audit period. And 4. Continue to implement line item and date of service edits for additional outpatient drugs.
How does CMS respond?
CMS agreed with all of our recommendations. It also provided information on actions that it had taken or planned to take to address our recommendations.
That's great. Thank you, Adam, for sharing this important work regarding Medicare Part B payments for selected outpatient drugs.
Thank you, Iman.